Hi, my lovely listener, this is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now, and I have a new path in my life, and this is fantastic. I love it, and I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance, and using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Today, I speak with Christine Lang. She's an author, medical intuitive, wellness expert, and former attorney. While working as a lawyer in the corporate world, the constant stress resulted in Christine being plagued by constant allergies. She knew eliminating all stress would be impossible, so she set out to find a holistic cure. After finding some relief through homeopathic remedies, Christine studied energy healing and Buddhism, igniting a daily meditation practice. That meditation practice led her to connecting with her spirit, where she received messages about her health, symptoms, relationships, and career. As a result, she completely cured her physical symptoms, including her aggressive allergies, and developed a profound working relationship with her spirit. Let's hear it from Christine. Hi, Christine. How are you today?
And how are you?
Good, good. Thank you. I'm so happy that you came to my podcast today. We're going to talk a lot about our spirit, really important. So first, I'm going to show you have your book behind you, but you know, you sent me your book. Thank you very much. Ask Your
Thank
Spirit.
You.
Love it. And it resonates a lot with me right now because I'm a sound healer now. So it resonates a lot with me. So first, before we start talking about the book, I was really curious, actually, you're not the first person I talked to who did that, but you started as a lawyer.
Yes.
And now you're all about spirituality, medical spirituality. So please explain.
Yes, not your typical career path, I know. When I was my second year in law school, I developed allergies and just constant blowing my nose, watery eyes, sneezing. I just sounded like I had a cold all the time. And I was told I was allergic to dust, which is everywhere, and that there wasn't much I could do about it. And so by the time I got out of law school, the allergies were worse, and I was just determined to figure out a cure. So I started studying all different forms of complementary medicine, from acupuncture to energy healing, Reiki, and working with herbs. And I discovered that I could work with homeopathic remedies and get rid of a lot of my allergy symptoms. So I studied that for a while, and then I began a meditation practice, began studying Buddhism to just lower my stress levels. And a friend who was in Tai Chi class with me said, you should learn energy healing. So I took some Reiki classes and learned how to do energy healing. And before I offered a friend an energy treatment, I would say, well, let me take off my lawyer suit and change and sit and meditate to just change channels in my brain. And when I would do that, I would just receive a word or an image or a piece of information about my friend and why she had the symptom. And I would just usher it away like a thought, any other thought in meditation, and it would float back. And so finally, I mentioned to my friend and she said, how do you know that? Nobody knows that. And I realized I was getting information. And so when my friend left saying, how do you know those things? I sat down in meditation again and said, who am I speaking to? And my spirit said, welcome home. This is who you came here to be. And tears were streaming down my face. And she's like, get ready. And I would sit in meditation for 3 or 4 hours a day, and my spirit would teach me what I was starting to see energetically and pick up on people. And so I'm largely clairaudient in that I hear the spirit world very clearly. I hear my spirit and I hear other client spirits. And she would say, this is the image I'm going to show you if somebody's lungs are compromised. This is the image I'm going to show you if, you know, someone's having issues in their digestive tract. And this is, these are the emotions that lead to these chronic symptoms. And this is how you can trace that trail of damage. And my friends got better. And then they told their friends and strangers were coming to me and a practice was born. And that was 30 years ago. And so it's sort of organically without me doing much to it. It just sort of happened. And I've just abandoned the practice of law. That was a no-brainer to just leave that. That was so male energy based and aggression energy based to this that's about healing and stepping into the divine feminine energy of really using your intuition to feel that how your body and your life got to be where it is right now. And so now I work as a translator between people and their spirits, helping them understand the bigger picture of what's really going on in their body and in their life.
This is unbelievable because I think I would have freaked out if I heard like a voice saying, welcome home. Is it your own voice or is it like a different voice that you hear?
Your spirit sounds like you, but a little softer. And the reason is because our ego mind is kind of harsh. So our ego mind's like, you didn't call that guy back. You've got to buy dog food on the way home. There's an edge to it of a, you know, oh no, now this is going to happen. And when your spirit speaks to you, it's much more gentle, but it sounds very similar. It just feels different vibrationally. So if you're walking down the steps and then you hear car keys, right? That's more likely your spirit, right? Because then it's soft and it's not like, you forgot the car keys, dummy, right? That's your ego mind. So when the judgment comes in with it, it's our ego mind. And when it just comes in very loving and soft, that feels more likely to be your spirit.
Could it be also that we call our intuition? Because sometimes I hear a voice that sometimes I never listen to. And I always think about, oh, should I have listened to that? Is that my spirit talking to me also?
Yes. Your intuition is a message from your spirit or from the divine. It could be from guides or healing angels that are around you, but it comes in that soft whisper of a voice that sometimes we talk ourselves out of, right? It's not practical. We don't have time for it, whatever our reasoning is. And then later we go, oh, I should have listened.
So yes,
that's your intuition is your spirit's voice, you know, communicating with you. And when we ignore, right? Feelings are the language of the soul. So the first way it comes up is feelings. And when we ignore our feelings, because our culture really doesn't pay much attention to those, when we ignore our feelings, then we start getting more signs, more symptoms, and eventually we'll get a physical symptom because our culture has given us permission and encouragement to pay attention to the physical symptoms. So by the time you have a chronic physical symptom, your spirit's been trying to talk to you for a while.
Okay. So that's what you're describing in the book also, that sometimes it comes, you have an injury, and it could be a message from your spirit. So can you maybe walk us through like a real example of that?
Sure.
That works?
Sure. So I've had numerous clients who've come to me with, let's say, mouth and gum issues. It might be that they keep having gum infections that make no sense. They're not even eating sugar. They don't understand what's happening. Or they're having an implant that their body rejects in their jaw. And different mouth and throat issues can frequently lead to us getting the message from the person's spirit of, you're afraid to speak your truth. You're afraid of the repercussions. And so you keep squashing your truth. You keep biting back your words. And then your body serves as a sort of literal mirror of your thoughts and your emotions and your fears in a solidified form. And so the body likes to have as a metaphor, this idea of biting back your words, right? And not allowing yourself to speak freely because you're afraid of the repercussions or you're afraid no one's listening. And when clients get those messages and they start speaking their truth, usually just to themselves at first through journaling, and they practice taking themselves seriously, listening to themselves, and then asking their partner or their boss or their coworkers to listen to them. And when they get proficient at that, their mouth symptoms go away.
You know what? You just gave me a very good idea because I'm working with a friend right now. She has exactly what you are talking about. She has a lot of issues with her mom and she cannot really tell her, you know, what she thinks. Mm-hmm. And her thyroid is huge now. This is really like getting on our neck. Yeah. And she knows it's a symptom. She knows. She's aware. So she doesn't want to take a lot of medication. So we're working on meditation, things like that. And I do a lot of sound bath with her where, you know, clean the chakra and things like that. Yeah. But the journaling, I don't think she does that. And that should help also.
Journaling is important because so often people in that situation say, but I want my partner, my boss, my kids, my best friend to really hear me. But their spirit will gently come in and say, you're actually not willing to listen to yourself. You want them to listen to you and validate what you're saying, but you won't validate yourself first. And that is sort of a gut punch at times because people realize, oh, I won't take myself seriously until somebody else takes me seriously. It doesn't work that way. We have to honor ourselves first. And so journaling allows you to sort of work through what you want to say so that if somebody does give you pushback, if your boss does come, well, why do you think you should give us that idea? Why do you think you should run this meeting? You've rehearsed it a bit and you feel more solid in your truth. And it helps people hold their boundaries better and then feel more comfortable speaking their truth. And it might be in the case of your friend who has trouble speaking to her mom, it might not be that she's supposed to go speak to her mom. She could journal, get clear about what is appropriate and talk to you about it. And that could be healing. It doesn't mean you have to get the other person to change, but you do have to get comfortable speaking what is true for you and having it be acknowledged or validated by a friend, by a therapist, by someone else. It doesn't always have to be the person that is unsafe to speak to.
And she will never change anyway. So talking about, you know, yourself. And so how do you, for people who never tried that before, how can you make the difference? Oh, this is my ego talking. This is my soul. You said earlier that the soul is softer.
Yeah.
So is there like a simple way maybe the listeners can start telling the difference?
Yeah, I think that first, if you go to my website and join the email list, there's a free guided meditation that will walk you through an exercise where you can hear your spirit and you can get a message from your spirit. And then you start to differentiate, oh, I can feel how that feels different, right? And it really is what feeling based, we're feeling for the vibrational difference. And people say, I can't feel a vibration, but you'd be surprised because if you ask your friend, how are you? And she says, fine, but you can hear her voice is lower in resonance. You're like, you're not fine, right? We know we can feel. And we talk about cheering someone up because they are down. We're talking about where they're vibrating. And so when your spirit is speaking to you, it's a higher vibration, which gives it the softness. And when you hear from your spirit, even if it's the answer you don't want, like, yeah, that relationship's over, we tend to open up in the front of our chest. And when you hear from your ego, we tend to contract and close down the front of our chest because the ego is speaking from fear. So the message could be the same. This relationship is over with your partner, but your spirit will say it as, this is simply what is so. It's, you're right. You've now graduated. This relationship is over. And your ego is more likely to say, oh, this thing's over. I don't know what you're going to do now, right? There's all this follow-up dialogue and narrative about storytelling about it. And that's going to make you shut down. So paying attention to how you respond energetically and emotionally and what your physical body does helps you clue in to, am I hearing from my spirit or am I hearing from my ego?
This is really, very interesting. Yeah, I never thought about thinking about it physically, if you are opening up or closing up.
If you're getting those messages all the time, we just aren't taught to pay attention to them. And there's lots of exercises in the book where I say, you know, notice this, notice that, and ways to ask each question on the different topics of your partner, of your physical symptoms, and then how to pay attention to how it feels when the answer comes in.
There's one part at the beginning of the book, I was like, okay, this is good. When you talk about meditation, mm-hmm. And I really like when you say that actually meditation is not a way for you to just shut off all your thoughts. It's actually a way for you to acknowledge them, let them go. Because it's really hard to just have your brain empty. It's really hard. Your mind empty, I mean.
You're alive and breathing. It's impossible.
It's impossible, right? And so that's where people are always stressed out when we talk about meditation. They're like, I don't know how to meditate. I keep on thinking about stuff.
Yeah. And my response is always, I hope so. I hope your brain is thinking about stuff because if you're alive and functioning, your brain is going to crank out thoughts very, you know, one by one by one, just constantly. And how we approach meditation is not, I want to stop all the thoughts. It's, I want to notice them and release them and not get distracted by them. Right. So if you're at a mall, you could say, oh my gosh, so many people are walking by. It's so distracting. But if you're really into a conversation with your friend, there's a lot of people walking by, you're like, it's fine. right? So that idea of there's so much going on, it's about how we frame it. So in meditation, I just like, that's a thought. And I'm just releasing it. And I have different visualizations that I talk about that you can use to help you release them. And then they don't hold you hostage. And as you release one thought, there's a pause of a half a second or 2 or 3 seconds before the next thought comes in. And in those couple seconds is when your spirit will actually whisper something to you. And it comes in as an entire thought in one like download, one plop, there it is. And it only takes a second or two for your spirit to bring you that message. And people are always amazed. They think they have to clear their mind for 5 minutes for their spirit some message. And they're like, as I'm leading them in meditation, they go, oh my God, I already got the answer. I'm like, there you go. That's how fast it comes in, because your spirit, it's instantaneous knowledge that comes into you, and you just pay attention to how it feels and you'll get it.
So you described that you're having an ongoing dialogue with your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like you have it on speed dial all the time.
Yes.
So what does it look like in real life, in everyday life?
So in real
life, for you?
For me, it looks like in the morning, I get up, I have a new puppy, so I take her out of the crate. She's dancing around because she has to go to the bathroom. We go outside, I come back in. As I'm making my smoothie, I connect to my spirit and I say, which supplements would benefit me today? And then she points to the different supplements, vitamin D and vitamin C, and I pull in those supplements, take that. So I've made that initial connection with my spirit. And I'll also say, is there anything I need to know right now? Usually not. Then I will do a workout and, you know, get ready for my first client. And then I sit for a half an hour in meditation, and then we kind of talk about the day, like, what are the priorities? Are there any clients that I'm going to see today that you need to tell me? And some of them, she'll say, this person's going to talk really fast, but I need you to go slow, because the issue isn't what she thinks it is. It's actually her first relationship she ever ended. She's still carrying a torch for that person. Here's what's going on. And so I kind of get the download on some of those. And then in between clients throughout the day, sometimes I'll connect to my spirit and say, is there something I missed in that session? And like, nope. Even though it's not what she thought she was going to talk about, it's exactly what her spirit wanted to talk about. That's fine. And if there's anything I hear, you know, after a session, I can always email it to the person. And then in the evenings, I usually do some sort of a little connection. It could be 5 minutes to just wrap it up.
So your spirit can, even without the person being present, the spirit can tell you something about the person that you're going to meet in an hour? Or?
Yes. Because energy follows intent. And so as soon as they have the intent to book a session, their spirit is connected to my spirit, and there's instant transfer of information because it's all in the same energy field.
Did you see something for me before we came here?
I went and I listened to part of your podcast, which is how I knew you had the beautiful French accent, and got jealous before I even met you. And when I heard, I'm like, oh, she's very earth energy, very grounded. And my spirit said, yes. And it's important to her to help other people be grounded. Like, you're a real resource for that, for people. Like, you can be that safe home for people to come to.
Oh, right? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's why I really want to. Yeah, I love to help people. Because it's so, I remember, you know, when I was in my 20s or in your 30s, you're so lost. We didn't have all those tools we have today now, you know, right? So I have like 2 daughters, and I hope I'm going to be able to have them growing up and have tools to, you know, sometimes to forgive, to forget, to move on, stuff like that.
Well, and I say when we're raising kids, I think one of our biggest things that we can give them as a gift is to trust themselves.
Yeah.
Trust what they feel and to honor what is true for them. And teaching kids to honor their own inner compass is so important. And then they'll go find the tools and resources that help them do that or help them implement what they now know is true. But that seeking the answers inside versus outside of yourself is so important.
So for about your book, so what do you think your book is different from other intuition and spirituality book that we, you know, there's so many now?
There's so many.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
when my spirit first said, write a book, I'm like, you write a book. I said, there's like a million books out there that self-help category about intuition. And my spirit said, this is not the typical intuition book. I want you to tell people how to actually have a conversation with their spirit. And as she started giving me chapter by chapter, like how to break this down into such clear teaching, this was a couple of years ago, I started teaching it and it worked. And I was like, okay, I'll write this in a book because everybody is like, oh my God, I got a message from my spirit, right? They're so happy. They're so excited and they're empowered. And that for me, that sense of sovereignty that we can give to people is so important, right? Returning them home to themselves. And so when we get people less dependent on external authority and more independent on their own internal sense of knowing, to me, that's such a great gift. And it just gets paid forward because then you teach your girls that, everybody teach their kids that. The ripple effect is huge. To me, to give you a shorter answer, what's different about this book than other books is that it's teaching you how to get answers when you want them to the questions you have. Not other books are like, just sit and meditate or journal and just whatever comes to you. That's a little bit like a leaf blowing in the breeze. I'm a little too much of a control freak for that. I'm like, no, I want to know about the stomach pain or I want to know about this. And when I'm in a private session with a client, I like become their attorney because I will grill their spirit. Well, okay, but why is she having this? And why is that right hip pain coming back? And what's going on? And my clients will laugh and go, oh my God, I feel like I have an attorney. I will go out to their spirit. So bringing that same sense of specificity and desire for clarity in the book is like, I'm really about the practical. I mean, I am very woo-woo. I know that what I do is out there. And yet I'm such the skeptic myself. Like if somebody is just, oh, this person channels and does all this stuff. I'm like, maybe, let me see. Right. And you think I'd be the first in line. But my clients know that I'm going to be really practical and very results oriented. And so the chapters in the book are about the types of issues that I see most often, both physically and in all of our relationships and with work questions, and then how to frame the questions so you get the answer you want. So there's usually 10 suggested questions of here's why your spirit will answer these questions. Here's why your spirit won't answer these other kind of questions, so that it's really a user manual for how to connect to your spirit and then how to actually ask questions that get you actionable answers. Because to me, that's what it's all about.
Fascinating. The question, do they have to be very specific or broad?
It depends on the topic, right? So I would say if you're saying, I don't know if I should buy house A or house B, I would not ask your spirit, should I buy house A or B? I would say, what can you tell me about these houses? Because what she might say is, I don't want you to make an offer on either one because house C is coming on the market next week and that's going to be the best one, right? So when we ask, what can you tell me about this thing that I'm interested in? That's a little bit broader than a yes, no. Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you force your spirit to give you a yes, no, she will either do the best she can or she'll just back away and not answer you. And when people say, my spirit won't answer me, and I'm like, it's always in how you're phrasing the question. You're locking her into both answers, yes or no, would make her a liar and she won't do it. Right? Because if you're asking which house is better for me, or A or B, her answer is neither, but you didn't ask it in that way, right? So there is an art to how we ask those questions. And I think that's probably why my spirit had me on that path to become a lawyer first, because I really learned the power of language and how we articulate our questions. So that's what I tried to give people in the book, is kind of this roadmap of how to ask questions. And in the back of the book is an appendix of, here are the most common physical symptoms I see, and here are the emotional imbalances that usually lead to them, so that people have a starting place to ask. Like if it's a throat issue, to be able to ask, is this about speaking my truth or not? And if your spirit says no, then you're like, okay, then what's going on? Right? And it might be you need iodine in your diet, or you need, right? It could be something that's on the physical end that isn't an emotional message. So being able to ask in that way is really helpful as well.
And you have also like different technique. You have a four-step relationship energy audit. So can you tell us about this?
Yeah, I think so often we don't notice that the people we spend the most time with are draining us have learned to tolerate it, right? It's just the what is. And so in that chapter that you're talking about, there's an energy relationship audit where you write down the person's name. It's several columns. You write down the person's name and then you give them a score of this plus or minus of how drained you get when you talk to them. Do you walk away feeling more energized or drained? and, you know, 0 to 5, positive or negative. And then a couple of words about where you feel like lately your conversations have been. Are they uplifting? Are they negative? Are they critical? Are they supportive? And by doing that, people say, God, I didn't even realize. I just think my job is draining. It really only came down to one person. And they make boundaries around that one person. And all of a sudden they like their job more, right? Or my family is so tough. Is it your family or is it that one brother that's always annoying everybody else, right? So doing that relationship audit brings things under a microscope to really look at where are those energy drains in your typical day or typical week? And then that gives you those initial steps on like, okay, here's how I need to start moving through making boundaries around those relationships.
Yeah, sometimes it's so hard to do it, right? You're afraid you're going to hurt someone's feeling, but you have to think about yourself also.
Yeah, we're a species that will sacrifice immediate comfort to go, you know, to just say, I want to keep the peace, right? And so we want it to be comfortable in that moment, but long-term it becomes this drain. And the book talks a lot about boundaries in different types of relationships, with friends, with romantic partners, with your kids, because having a sense of how to make boundaries in each of those different categories is really important. They're not all the same. How you make a boundary with your partner is not the same as how you make a boundary with a coworker. And having, you know, every chapter has a client story in it. So you can see how the spirit world will talk to you and how your spirit is likely to offer guidance, like what form that comes in, what the spirit world sounds like as they walk you through those steps. Because I think our spirits are really great coaches. They're really uber practical about, okay, here's how you're going to move through this. And I'm always saying, give me the steps, break it down, right? This client needs real world results, right? So give us the steps. And that's what I love about talking to people's spirits is how nobody's got your back like your spirit, right?
So are you helping people with talking to their own spirit? Are you also teaching them to do it themselves? This way they don't have to come to you, you know, all the time if they have issues?
Yeah, I mean, that is my goal. I teach people to do energy healing work on themselves and to start channeling their own spirit. And so the book is one way. I have an online course called Ask Your Spirit Activation. That's on my website for people who want guided meditations after each chapter. You know, here's how. And I have classes every few months teaching people how to channel healing energy, opening up that ability in them and teaching them to hear their spirit guide them as they put energy in themselves at the same time.
Is it Reiki?
Because
I think Reiki
it's similar to Reiki, but it's a little stronger. And my understanding is I was a Reiki master at first and I was giving Reiki attunements. And then my spirit said, actually, this is stronger because I don't teach any hand positions like they do in Reiki. And the hands stay above the body so that you get information about the person's body from the client's energy and from their spirit. And when you learn from the beginning to channel energy where you're being guided, you can hear your spirit as you're doing the energy work. And therefore the universe releases a much stronger flow of energy. So I have a lot of Reiki masters who come through my class series because they know it's a strong, even larger amount of energy. And Reiki's fabulous. It's just, this is more spirit-guided healing versus our head-guided, right? In Reiki, there are certain hand positions you'll use to put energy in your knee or energy. And if you came to see me or somebody that I had trained in intuitive energy healing, they would ask your spirit, where should I start? And they might say, even though her knee hurts, it's because her hip's out. Put the energy in her hips and realign her hips and the knee pain will go away, right? So we want to hear the client's reporting of here's where the pain is, but we want to listen to their spirit in terms of getting guidance on how to put the energy in and where in the body.
Yeah, that's true. I really like in your book that, you know, you really describe, it's really visual when you talk about energy because it could be so abstract when you go sometimes to, you follow guided meditation, they say, okay, think about a white light and raise your energy. And I'm like, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. But you talk about the little ball of snow or sand that you put up, you know, on top of your head. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that, visually I can do that.
Yeah, I find that when I first started trying to meditate, you know, I was a lawyer with allergies, sneezing my whole way through my meditation, and I found myself unable to just sit and do it, right? I was in the old camp of, I'm just going to stop all my thoughts and quiet my mind, and I couldn't do it. And I found that guided meditations, if done well, gave me just enough information to keep my mind occupied and lead me into a meditative state. And so that's how I do a lot of teaching. And even in the book, I give you visuals to use. Okay, now imagine this. Now move your energy here so that it gives you something to anchor into. And just that little bit of concrete detail usually helps people get their energy in the right place quickly.
Yeah, if it's really visual, I mean, for me, that works better than just try to imagine. I'm like, oh my God, now my mind starts wandering around. You know, I have to do grocery shopping, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. And you need something to anchor you into the present moment and that process, for sure.
So I wanted to ask you also, because you talk about stress, and everybody, we all deal with stress, and you have like three-step technique, another technique, to release quickly your stress, to be centered and to calm your nervous system. Can you share that with us?
The divine centering technique is a three-step process where you're repeating these three sentences. You're repeating the first one to yourself until you feel your body believe you. And you'll know when your body believes you because you'll either sigh or exhale or your shoulders will drop. There will be a physical reaction in your body when your body and mind actually believe what you're saying. And then you go on to the second sentence, and then you go on to the third sentence. And the first sentence is, I am safe. And so you'd repeat, I am safe, I am safe. And you just keep saying it silently or out loud until you go, ah, and you're like, okay, now my body believes me. Second sentence, there is no urgency. Which in our culture, we all run around like everything's urgent. So there is no urgency, and just keep repeating it. And then when your body sighs and drops down and believes you on that, then you can say, I can be calm and still. And by the time your body believes you of saying that statement, you've really come into alignment with your spirit. And that is the perfect jumping off point to meditate or journal, because you're going to be the most plugged in to your spirit, and your ego voice is turned down in volume.
I need that when I go to the dentist.
Oh, yes. You and me both.
I sit on that chair and just think, you are safe, even though I know I'm not.
Exactly.
My God, yeah. I might try that next time.
There you go.
I have a last question for you. Do you have like a story maybe you can share, maybe from a client that show that, you know, this process really changed his or her life?
Yeah. So I have a client that I saw today as a follow-up session. And when I saw her a few months ago, she was having a lot of what we think of as immune system issues. So she kept getting a lot of colds. She, you know, got exposed to mold and was having trouble clearing it. They wondered if she had Lyme. She had all kinds of immune system issues. And what her spirit said is, well, your immune system and your body is reflecting your lack of boundaries in your life. And she acknowledged, yeah, I'm a people pleaser. I mean, I am a nurse, and I just want to take care of everybody, and I have no boundaries. My mom is constantly calling me and asking me for things. I'm running over there and taking care of my parents. And she was aware that she was a people pleaser, but she felt like by adopting that label, it's like, oh, well, this is just what I am. And her spirit said, no, it's costing you too much. And by feeling like you have to be connected to if everybody else is happy, then your physical body isn't sure where you stop and other people start. And so you don't have energetic boundaries. So a germ comes into your system and your immune system goes, well, I don't know. Is this us? Is it not us? I don't really know. And there's this questioning. Too many foreign things were allowed into the body, whether it was mold that wasn't then kicked out of the body or germs that aren't being kicked out. But that sense of her immune system always being under attack came from how she was never prioritizing herself and making boundaries. So that was 3 months ago. Her spirit led her through some different exercises, people that she most needed to make boundaries with, and gave her some suggestions. And when I saw her today, she's like, I am almost symptom free.
Thank God.
And her energy is back, because now she's keeping her energy for herself instead of giving it to everyone else. And she's really done her work. She's really done a lot of meditating and journaling and gotten coaching from her spirit. She said it's night and day how I feel and how resilient she feels. Like, I feel grounded and solid and set in my truth of what is healthy for me and what honors me. And now, and I said to her, oh, the price of admittance to your energy just went up, and it should, right? She was letting everybody in, right? Anybody want anything from her? She said yes to be the nice person. And it was costing her all of her life force, right? It was just kind of draining right out of her. So to understand that connection and how it impacted her body, and then to make better boundaries, and now her immune system is so healthy and functioning, and virtually all of her symptoms have disappeared.
I have a friend like that. She's a teacher. It's always those kind of, you know, work, nurses, like taking care of kids.
Yeah.
And she always has huge allergies, and she's taking medication almost all year long because she said, I have allergy. I can't breathe. And I want, and she's a little bit of a people pleaser. So I wonder if it's not, you know, some case.
And what I will say to clients like that is notice where you get your sense of self-worth and value. And if it is simply, oh, because I do everything for everybody else and I take care of these people, that's what makes me of value. Then it's time to upgrade that to where being good at honoring yourself is also part of your value, right?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you because she takes care of everybody, her parents, her family, us, her friends.
Yeah.
I will tell her, listen to that episode, really important.
That's
this
right.
For you. Well, Christine, that was great. Do you want to maybe add something I didn't add for the listeners?
I think we covered everything, and people can follow me on social media. My calendar for private sessions opens every quarter. And the sessions usually book out in about 15 minutes. It's a bit of a crazy zoo. But really? We get cancellations each month and we post those on social media. So definitely get on my email list, but follow me on Instagram or Facebook and you'll get notice of the cancellations there.
I'm so happy because you're really representing the name of my new podcast. You align, you know, from the lawyer to now intentional, you know, healer and thriving. People
yes,
are booking you
thriving.
Every minute. So that's fine. That's great. I'll put all the information on the show notes about your practice and where they can find you in social media. And I'm sure people will contact you because everything we talk about today personally really resonated with me. And I know I have some people I know that really need this for sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. And yeah, people can go to christinelang.org and find me there.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
So much.
Bye. Hi, my lovely listeners. Thank you so much for listening to my last episode. I really appreciate it. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath or if you want to know about sound bath, you can just send me an email. I will put everything in the show notes. And this way you can have a look and just contact me through my website. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and reconnect with your inner peace, let's have a virtual sound healing sessions designed to help you release stress and restore balance using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guiding meditation. Each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. Shift your energy and raise your vibration. Visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.